This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are opening cans from Soundgrowler as we talk about our new brewery Sunday adventures, and we hunker down for the cold weather that is hitting Chicago. All that and more on this week's episode. These last 3 weeks of week, what'd you make it to?
Yeah, because you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we have braved the cold weather.
It's coming, man. You know, by the time we're done recording today, we're going to be in the vortex.
So we're going to warm up with some IPAs here and, you know, just get a good boozy base going.
I mean, part of me is curious to know what it would be like to just live your normal day in negative 24. Part of me wants to know what that's like, so I'm thinking about just like living my life tomorrow like it doesn't matter.
All right, so you'll be a couple toes and fingers short next week.
I've seen those pictures of like hypothermia and shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, anyone you see out like asking for money or anything like right now, it's like, man, I don't know. Yikes. But we're not here to talk about the weather.
No.
We're here to talk about beer.
Nice.
We got a new one I'm drinking here from a brewery I visited this past weekend. We'll dive into that in a minute, but from Soundgrowler.
Man, this is the Astral Priest IPA.
Mm-hmm. I believe this is, it's just a single or was it a double IPA? I forget. There is literally no information on this can.
And they got that weird can you like.
Yeah, I love this.
It's the tall boy with the
wrap thing.
Brad, I've never met anybody more critical of cans than Brad. He'll squeeze it and be like, you know what? It'd be better if they didn't put this wrap on it.
But this beer is pretty solid.
Yeah.
I got sold on it at the bar by some home brewer that was there who was talking to me about it. Mm. And he's like, oh, you got to try it. I was like, I've never been here and I've never really had their beer. Because he's like, oh, it's like this one that they brewed. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, surprisingly light and easy. And, it has a classic bitter IPA finish.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's like 8% or between 6 and 8, somewhere in there. But, less haze, more just IPA kind of forward, not like aggressive hop either, but it's nice.
Yeah, light mouthful too. And it kind of reminds me of like Mumra or something from like He-Man on the, he's dressed like a sheik. But he's a skeleton, and right. The astral priest. I have no idea what's going on here.
And he's like sucking another skull out of, or information out of a skull. I don't know. It's a weird can.
I'd like to know more, but I don't.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna sip on these this four pack here as we dive into our past week of drinking, and I might as well kick it off here with Soundgrowler.
Yeah, man. How was beautiful Tinley Park, Illinois.
Right. So I went out there for New Brewery Sunday.
Right on.
This was something Porch Drinking, Mike Zoller, kicked off. The idea is there's no football, and it's a good opportunity to, like, just get out of the house.
Yeah. And then, like, it challenges you to, you know, explore, man. I think when you include suburbs and city proper. Well, Tribune ran it, like, last month, right? Like, there's more breweries here than anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, so it makes sense.
I've hit up most of the Chicago breweries. Like, I'm having to slowly expand this to get to the breweries that I haven't been to. And no matter which way I go from the city, everyone is an hour away at this point. So
pretty much, yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to head out an hour this way or an hour the other way. And this time I chose Tinley Park.
Right on. One of my first concerts I ever saw was out there at the World Music Theater. I saw Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation tour in Tinley Park.
Okay, I saw AC/DC.
There you go.
Soundgrowler, went there first, and then I went over to 350. First got in there at Soundgrowler, ordered up two tacos, and I believe their Pilsner.
They got food?
Yeah, they got tacos.
Nice.
I had seen people say that the tacos were good. Mm-hmm. And then I remembered I'm in the suburbs here.
That's a fair assessment. That's fair.
The flavor, I got two El Pastor tacos. Mm-hmm. Talk about this food before I get in the beer.
All right.
Two El Pastor tacos. The flavor of the taco innards was good. The meat, the tortillas, not so good.
No, they didn't take care of it. They weren't proper tacos.
The size was correct. They just didn't feel like great tortillas.
Okay. But
I ate them. They were good. Yeah. Overall. Yeah. But tacos, I wasn't there for the tacos. I didn't drive to Sound Growler. You don't go to a brewery because often.
You're like, let me get them tacos.
Yeah. I grabbed their, it wasn't their Pilsner, it was their Pale Ale, classic. I'm blanking on the name, but it was excellent. It was good.
Yeah.
And then I saw a guy next to me. He ordered the Orange Haze.
Okay.
I was like,
that's what it's called?
Yeah, what it's called. I was like, well, I'm at this brewery and I need to take a picture for Instagram and they have blank glasses. And I'm like,
that's another thing. You're stickler for cans and you're stickler for glasses.
So I was like, oh, I see that there are a couple beers that you can get and you get to can because they offer you the can option. I'm like, well, I got to get a can so I can get a good picture. Otherwise, what did I come here for? So I got the Orange Haze. I got the can with it. They poured it out right there. Let you keep the can or hang on to it for a little bit. Grabbed my picture. It was a tasty beer. It tasted very much like an orange soda or a slice. Yeah. It had those like same orangey notes to it, which it is called Orange Haze. So
I might have been at Kuma's the last time I had an orange soda. It was probably like a Sprecter. Mm. Yeah. Taking a break from the booze.
Sprecter is like almost too sweet.
Yeah, it's a gourmet soda.
Yeah.
It's good, but desserty.
Yeah.
For sure.
But this beer was pretty good. I could have got four packs of that. I felt like I had it. So
you already had it.
I grabbed this Astral Priest and someone else at the bar was like, oh, have you had this one? I was like, no, I'm going to grab that. He's like, oh, it's like this other beer that mm-hmm. they have. I was like, dude, this is my first time here. I don't know anything that they brewed, especially if it's not on tap right now. I don't. So he recommended it, and it was solid. They had a good crew out there for a Sunday night. Like it wasn't packed, but there was a good amount of people there. Everyone's ordering food, getting beers, lots of merch. The place is big. I overheard them talking about expansion, like they're going to like take over the parking lot and.
Oh
like
yeah, because they're like most cases in suburban areas are like in a strip mall, like an office strip mall kind of thing. Right?
Yeah, kind of sounds like they're gonna have some outdoor seating too coming up here. So
yeah,
that's awesome for them, and their beer was solid. Like the two I had there, this Astral Priest,
man, it's a big beer, but it's not heavy.
No.
You know, it feels right when you're drinking it. You don't feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, and people we run into talk about Sound Growler all the time. They're like, oh, they're known, I guess, in the beer community. And I wanted to get cans from them because we said last week, or you did, you don't see them. You don't see the cans.
Yeah.
You see sometimes 350 cans. Sometimes you see the Hailstorm stuff, but Sound Growler, it doesn't make it very far.
Yeah, definitely more of a local delicacy.
Yeah. So then I rolled over to 350.
Right on.
I got there just before the kitchen closed, so I grabbed some like soft pretzels because I was like, oh, I need something else to eat. I'm drinking in the suburbs, and I got to drive all the way back. Gotta eat.
This show, man.
You can't. If you're driving, you gotta eat if you're gonna be drinking like that. Don't mess around like that. It's true.
Safety first.
It's all snowy and icy and like everything on the streets. Like it's not safe. So
yeah.
So I ate.
But if you're on a train, you just drink as much as you want.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I grabbed. I can't even remember what beer they had, but I went like a low alcohol, like 4.5% beer.
Man, you should have got that. What do we have on the shows? Just don't pick up hitchhikers.
Yeah.
What was it? The pumpkin. It was like their
Oktoberfest.
Man, it was like the barley wine, or their Oktoberfest was a barley wine.
Mm-hmm.
That beer was nice.
Yeah. And again, they had a good amount of people there, not packed, but like there's definitely people there. I only went with one beer because I did have to drive. and my phone died. So I was like, Jesus, I'm out. Christ, but they had a good amount on draft there. Same with Soundgrowler. So either one, hitting up both was almost difficult because you're like, oh, I want to try something else, but I need to go over here. You need a buddy if you're going to do that, because you can like grab a flight or a sampler or share a couple different things. So they're super close to each other too.
Oh, you went solo like a fighter jet.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just yeah.
I can dig it, man. I can dig it.
So it was good. And yeah, like I said, they're really close together. So hitting up one, you just basically go down a side street and you're at the other one.
Yeah.
And then Hailstorm is out there too, but I did not make it to that.
No, so you missed Barrel Age Vlad. There seems to be a Vlad release like every other week.
But that was my Sunday and really my adventure of drinking this week.
New Brew Sunday.
Yeah, I had to do it. I had to do two because you couldn't.
You know,
do
you
what.
Had to carry the weight, man. Brad's dragging the offense here. You know. Yeah, man. So I was I happened to be in Tinley Park, but I didn't make it to a brewery. I made it to the Open Bottle.
Okay.
Which is a killer.
That's so weird. We were both at Tinley.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, man. We had like a little gridlock because we both ended up getting the witch too.
We grabbed Tropical Witch from Half Acre.
Yeah, Brad's like, I'm like, yeah, I went Friday night. Brad's like, I was there Friday night. I was like, what the hell? So Open Bottle 4th year anniversary for Open Bottle Tap Room / Bottle Shop. Great space, man. Really good space out there. Family owned, right? The husband and wife duo kind of thing. Yeah. And their 4 year was a whole weekend of stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I think Friday was the pastry and hazy tap takeover. And I think Saturday was like a raffle for Hope for the Day, which I believe is like a nonprofit for like suicide prevention, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And so I'm there and you know, I see Patrick, you know, one of the owners, and then dude, he's like, and there's a magnum of Vlad Vanilla from Hailstorm. And he's like, yeah, dude, it's been nuts in here. Like, because I've been a couple times and I hadn't seen him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so it was good to see him, you know. And then they got like double barrel VSOD from Rev. And then they got like, you know, they got tap beer. They got a hazy tap beer from Moore at this place. And I'm like, I've never seen Moore beer. Like, Moore owns a liquor store a mile from Moore, and you don't even see Moore beer in the liquor store that they own.
Right, okay.
So I'm like, what the hell? You know, so this was like a nice tap list.
And they're like, what? They're like across the street from 350?
Yeah, yeah. They're like literally across the street from 350.
Man.
Yeah. So I had a great time out there, man. I forgot to get the, because they were running like a discount on their glassware. Mm-hmm. And they got some nice like mini stemware with the logo on it. You know, I forgot to pick that up. Yeah.
So if you were in Tinley Park, so you have three breweries plus this place, right?
That's, yeah. Yeah. So you got Tribes Ale House.
Oh, Tribes.
Tribes, 350, and Hailstorm.
And Soundgrowler.
Oh, and Soundgrowler. They got four. Damn, they got four. Yeah, four.
And then you have this killer bottle shop.
Right.
Would you just go to the? If you had to do one, if you were like, I only got time for one, or I'm just going to get a taste of Tinley Park, would you just do Open Bottle?
Man, you know, Hailstorm's always tempting just because you know they're going to have something barrel-aged on, right?
Okay.
And then, you know, that Prairie Madness, their IPA, their Wicked IPA. But if you're doing one, you might just do the bottle shop because it's, you know, it's a bar. You know,
right.
And if you're out of coffee, they got a bunch of, you know, they got a bunch of beans from Dark Matter, you know, and then they got to-go stuff, and then, you know, and then they're partying. So if you're just doing one stop, you might do the bottle shop.
Okay.
You might do the bottle shop. Yeah. Couple other things. The Meme de la Creme from Windmill, which is in Dyer, Indiana. Pretty good, low-key, pretty good brewery. And, the Dirty Nasty, which was a pastry style from Microphone. I really dug that.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think they were still at Bottles left over the weekend, too.
Oh, of the Sunday?
No, of the was it Dirty Nasty?
Dirty Nasty was just, I think it was just a release that week from Microphone.
Oh. Yeah. And they had Bottles. They were saying maybe it was the other one, but they had Bottles. I almost.
They're Taking Back Sunday?
I almost went there, but I was like, I've been there. It doesn't count.
You've been there, and it doesn't count for New Brew Sunday.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
So
we could be drinking Microphone stuff, but here we are drinking Soundgrowler.
Here we are drinking Soundgrowler stuff. Yeah, I think I left with some Energy City. Energy City, man, is like one of my favorite crews for the hazy stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
We gotta get them on. We should.
We should get him on. Yeah. I had a choice between, speaking of Half Acre, I think we left, it was, what was it, Hubbard's Cave. We were just looking for some four packs of hay. So Hubbard's Cave, Half Acre Dungeons, and Energy City's hays. So left with the Dungeons and the Energy City hays.
Hmm.
Yeah. Half Acre, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to pick up some Half Acre.
But you were just there, like, 2 days ago, days prior.
I like their stuff. I don't know what you want me to do, man.
And you picked up stuff.
Yeah. What's the name of the haze that Half Acre came out with this week?
Tropical Witch.
Tropical Witch.
It's a coconut and vanilla.
Yeah.
Suntan lotion haze. I
don't know. You know, LA Looks was a coconut IPA over the summer.
Yeah, okay.
Loaded with coconut. I think maybe because there was nothing else in it, so that coconut came out more. But this, I think, and you know, I noticed with the big boys, like Floyd's had a haze on and they put like lactose in theirs. I think like putting lactose in your haze, these bigger breweries love doing that.
Yeah.
So
it just gives it that creamy.
Yeah. Creaminess. Fantastic stuff, this Tropical Witch.
It is good, yeah.
Yeah. What I like about the Half Acre Bottle Shop, what did you like sample out? I sampled out a couple things. I sampled out a couple of the sours.
I grabbed a bottle of whatever their latest sour is, the one that came out.
I'm blanking too. It's one of the Heavy Gem series.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it either.
I grabbed a bottle of that. We'll probably drink that at some point.
Yeah. But dig their sours. I had a little bit of Hugs, Barrel Age Coffee Hugs.
It was tough because they had cans of Barrel Age Hugs. I'm like,
yeah, it's like, all right, so now I'm at a point where it's like, yo, I got to pick. Like, I had samples of them. I'm like, I got to get the Witch or the Barrel Age Coffee Hugs. I can't get both.
Or do I get hand? And I want the sour.
So I was like, fuck. Looking back on it, I should have got the Hugs, too.
Should have got the Hugs, too?
I should have got the Hugs. It was a two-pack.
Oh, they were two-packs.
Two-pack cans of Hugs.
For 16?
20.
20, yeah.
Two-pack cans of barrel-aged coffee Hugs.
Okay.
Fantastic stuff, though.
No, I didn't sample anything. I just, like, went in. I was like, I double-parked.
Oh, so you're on a mission. So
yeah, I was
so
like.
I'm on foot, you know.
Because these guys, every Friday is a beer release.
That's true.
And then people on Instagram are like, oh, you're just announcing this now. It's like, dude, there is a release every Friday. That's the comments. They're like, oh, surprise release. It's like, no, that's what they do.
No, man. After like the first couple, it's not a surprise no more. This is how they get down.
Yeah.
No.
This is a release every Friday at Half Acre. If not every Friday, every other Friday.
Yeah. I sat at the bar and literally got all the beers I sampled. And I just sat down at the bar and had those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Barrel Age Hugs, that was tough leaving there. I was like, there was like an inner demon. Like, you should get this. I was like, I won't drink it. Like, it's just going to wait until Nick and I drink it.
Oh, man. There was one other thing I got when I was on track. Oh, the Animal Print is their big chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a chocolate Mexican stout. Mm-hmm. But this one was a pecan version.
Oh, nice!
Like a pecan pie, Animal Print. Cool. Yeah, I mean, what do we say about Half Acre? You know, we go.
Yeah.
We go often. So there's that.
Right. It's also, there's two locations too. So it's like.
Yeah.
Depends on how well you want to roll. Do you want to eat burritos? Do you want some other food? Do you have a bigger group? Like small groups and just like rolling solo. I feel like Lincoln's good, or picking up beer.
Yeah.
And then Balmora, if you got a group or you want to hang out longer, you do that.
Yeah. Cheers to Corridor. The current head brewer at Corridor was there.
Oh,
we
nice.
We hung out for a bit. And I was like, dude, I forgot to tell him. I'm like, dude, we're at Corridor ever since Corridor opened. You know, because by this time, I'm feeling great. I forgot to tell him, like, yo, you know, Brad goes there a lot. And, you know, ever since Corridor opened, like, I really haven't been to Dry Hop, like, Corridor's. Well, Corridor's more on my route.
Right.
Dry Hop's kind of out of the way now that Corridor's an option. Mm-hmm. Like, Dry Hop's out the way. So, but we love their stuff.
We do. Yeah, I haven't been over there in a little bit. Have to see what's new soon.
Yeah, right on. So, fun little stop at Half Acre. Little synergy there because we both ended up there same day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hit up anything else over the weekend? Winter Ale Fest or was it Winter Brew?
I did not go to Winter Brew. Okay. I did end up at Sleeping Village. After the show last week.
Right.
Sleeping Village, music venue right on Belmont, that also happens to have 60 beers on tap, happens to open at 11 a.m. every day.
Okay.
It's quite nice. Yeah. it was an evening with Abraxas. So, you know, we had the anniversary party of Maplewood, and their anniversary beer was a Mexican Cuppa, which is Mexican hot chocolate stout. We're like, hey, let's take it back to the OG Mexican hot chocolate stout. Abraxas.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what? Ancho chilies, cacao, vanilla, and a cinnamon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What would you think?
Much more inviting on the mouthfeel. I think some of these are just like way too dense for me. Almost like Bourbon County dense, right? Huh. I think they do a good job of keeping the mouthfeel in check. Like it's almost like a, you know, like a really boozy, spicy cola in a lot of ways,
okay.
You know, versus like that big, heavy, like liquid cake vibe, you know what I mean? So that was good. And then there was a coffee version on too. Really sharp, dark, bitter coffee, which I like with the pepper. I wanted more pepper. But okay. Other than that, I thought it was great, man. I like beers named after, like, you know, old cool stuff. Like, the Abraxas was the Santana album from, like, 1970.
Okay.
Right? I like that. That was cool, you know. And then we always talk about St. Louis and Phil Wymore. And I always get this wrong, but I feel like I know he did some work at Goose and some work at Half Acre.
Right.
So I don't know what beers he made, but I think for him to have this beer and then make, like, potentially maybe even Big Hugs or have something to do with Daisy Cutter.
I don't think he did Big Hugs.
No.
I believe he had something to do with Daisy Cutter.
And then maybe like one of the sisters at Goose, maybe Juliet, or maybe not.
Yeah, I forget.
Yeah, but definitely had a hand in like some cool pioneering Chicago breweries. Mm-hmm. And then he goes to St. Louis and, you know, Perennial Artisan Ales and this monster November release of Abraxas,
and
which I want to say.
Then is his brother with Side Project?
It's maybe even just like one of his employees, right?
Yeah, so, and he's sort of. Has a hand in that too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, man. It's interesting the kind of classics this dude Phil Wymore's cranking out in the Midwest is impressive
yeah.
stuff. So I just wanted to get reacquainted with Abraxas, so I went over to Sleeping Village,
mm-hmm.
and that low key is a really good bar. There may have been like 20 people in there max.
Oh wow.
So it was like a nice Tuesday night. It's snowing outside, and there's like no frenzy. You're just enjoying these beers, snifter, candlelight at the bar. It's a win. It was really good.
Awesome. That sounds pretty good.
So, yeah, man.
Nice. Any other stops or anything?
One more stop, man. Shout out to the Hilton Hotels. Rosemont has their first boutique hotel. It's called the Rose Hotel. So Hilton has this boutique series called the Tapestry Collection, and this is the world's first Rose Hotel.
Okay.
So there's going to be more of these, right? But, you know, apparently Rosemont has, you know, it's the town next to the airport. But they don't have any, like, cool boutique hotels that just focus on, like, you know, art and creativity
right.
and, you know, like, and good the good life.
Right. There's no reason to stay at a hotel in Rosemont unless you have to.
Unless you have to, yeah. And, you know, dude, I've missed plenty of flights. I'm hanging out in bars with people that have a flight in, like, an hour. And, like, there's no way you should be at this bar with me and you got a flight in an hour. So it's cool to just have an option, like, close to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but what surprised me about this place was their draft collection. There's only four beers on draft. They're all local. Floyd's, Penrose, Wild Onion, and Off Color.
Nice, okay.
That's the four top. Yeah, so this launch party, they had all four of those groups pouring. You know, the Mayor Rosemont's doing his thing. And then they showcased the lobby and the entire first floor and all the, like, meeting rooms and the bar and the restaurant and shit like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It was a great party, though, man. I was showing my buddy at the day job some pictures. He's like, man, this looks like some shit that Kanye threw. But, you know, like, really weird, like, women had, like, dresses and, like, rose heads and artists, like, that blended in with the decor. But then they came out and they started doing, like, dances. And, you know, it was cool. It was a cool party. But I was happy about the local selection, especially Wild Onion, man, on that list with Penrose and Off Color and Floyd's.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I was down in Tinley for the open bottle thing.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped at a local shop and I wanted to pick up 0 to 100. It was a beer from
0 to 100
Tribes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but there's like three of these six packs, and they were like, you know, I'm looking at them and I'm squeezing them like, yo, this thing is not full of beer. It was pissing me off.
Oh, I think I saw a tweet.
Yeah, I'm like, how are they getting this out? Like, what the fuck, man? I want, because that beer is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but I ended up, I put it back. I saw the Wild Onion and I was like, dude, let me get that Hop Slayer.
Okay. Yeah.
So I really like the Wild Onion guys. So I'm just happy that, you know, I'm happy we get to talk about Wild Onion. That's the whole point of this
That's
whole story.
You wanted to give them a little plug here?
Yeah.
Wild Onion. Yeah. Honestly, I haven't seen a lot of their stuff in a while.
You don't. I mean, we know those other three. So to see them hanging out, you know, with the other three, I'm excited for them.
That's cool. Yeah. Nice. Was there a standout thing that you drank then from all these stops?
Man, I'm trying to tell you, man, this Big Hugs, man, this coffee barrel-aged Big Hugs,
mm-hmm.
I'm a little upset I didn't get it.
That was your standout.
That was my jam. I think I had a couple samples of that, and I'm like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should have got that.
Okay. My standout was I found this beer is probably beyond what it should be, but I still had one of the gummies in my fridge that I picked up, I want to say like around Christmas. So it's like about a month now.
Yeah.
From Noon Whistle.
Okay.
And whenever I have a gummy beer, I'm like, damn, it's so good. And so that was like, and it was still good. It felt like it wasn't as good as when I first had it. And of course, it's about a month. It's a hazy beer. It's kind of not living up to what it should be, but it was still good.
Right on.
And it was probably out of even some of the fresh stuff I drank. It was kind of like the flavors in a lot of the gummies are just like, they're spot on.
Well done, beers. It reminds me of, I think somebody might have been like Andy Crouch, and he was saying how, you know, you had like a Sierra Nevada pale ale. And like this was like, you know, a few years, at least a couple years old. But he was just like really impressed at how well structured it was and how it still worked for him. Like years later, it still worked for him. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So then that was our past week of drinking. What do we got coming up? What are some events happening? Is anyone leaving the house to go drink?
I think after we all hibernate Wednesday, you know, it's going to be business as usual, regardless of what Thursday's bringing, right? But the feature event this weekend is probably the Chicago Ale Fest. That's a Lou Dog events party that's down in Pilsen at the Lacuna Arts
Center.
Arts Center.
Where Beer Hoptacular was once.
Yeah, Beer Hoptacular's been down there. I saw Run the Jewels there once.
Okay.
Yeah. This is this is two sessions. 11 a.m. and then a 5 p.m. session. VIP is 69, general admission is 59.
Damn, okay. Yeah,
so that ought to be good. He always does good parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. If you could brave the weather and make it down there, I'm sure this event may suffer this year just because of the weather.
Maybe. But you know, this is a drinking town, man. It wouldn't surprise me. Like, I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing Saturday because I might want to head down there, man.
Definitely. Cool.
Cheers to Aris, the brewery / cidery.
Mm-hmm.
They turned one this weekend.
That's nuts. That was a fast year.
Yeah, that was quick. Yeah, I still haven't been.
Oh, that should have been your new...
That should have been my new brew Sunday.
Their cider beer blends are top.
Yeah, so they're digging in the vault. They got some experimental beers. They're going to do like a little birthday cake and singing at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have a little celebration. Eris, the goddess of chaos.
Day are they doing that?
Oh, this is the same day. This is Saturday.
Saturday,
yeah, running all day. So cheers to the ladies at Aris.
You know, nice.
Yeah, the brewmaster and, of course, Michelle Foyk.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So those are both Saturday. Anything else?
That's all I got for this weekend. You know, Chicago CiderCon is this week.
Okay.
Or next week.
Next week.
Next week begins CiderCon. So Chicago Cider Summit closes it out, and that's next weekend. That's February 9th. So we might talk about that next week, too.
Okay.
But the events start next week.
Just what you want in negative 20 cider.
You want some cider. You know, the first time I went, I just assumed, like, this was when Girl and a Girl... Little Goat open. I was like, dude, I'm going to go drink apple juice for 4 hours. I better just, like, have a nice meal. But I got there, and I was really impressed by, like, the different types of ciders that were available, right? Like, you know, it was like, it's just like IPAs, man, you know? There's so many different styles. I didn't realize that.
I bet there's some people doing, like, some hot ciders. Like some bourbon ciders or something like that.
And, you know, it's an excuse to go to Navy Pier. I mean, I never go to Navy Pier.
No.
No.
No one does.
You know, if I got if I got my nephews, we might go see fireworks.
Yeah.
And that's probably only happening once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
But that's next weekend. That's the 7th annual Chicago Cider Summit next weekend.
Man, I feel like I remember when it started. I was like, really? It was a cider conference?
Oh, look, cool. Apple juice. An apple juice fest.
It's Apple Fest. All right. Sounds good, guys. All right, cool. So those are some of the events coming up. It is a slow time of the year. I think once, what, Dark Lord Day happens, that's when it's boom. We're back at it.
We're back in the festival season, so this is the downturn, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, because what, in a couple weeks we'll have Darkside, and we're going to have Chris Jacobson from Chicago Hardcore Craft Beer on in a couple weeks. Darkside is a nice little bridge between, you know, nonstop after the holiday stuff, right? You got the holidays, you got Darkside, and then you got Dark Lord Day, and then boom, you're back in the festival season, basically, right?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. All right, so before we get out of here, any news? What's been happening?
We got a little bit of news, man. The good folks, Goose Island, they're in the news. They were shoveling out people in their, they're shoveling out streets around the brewery.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. That's not the news, though. The news is they have a new deal with the Chicago White Sox where they're taking over two sections of the outfield, and it's going to be called the Goose Island. So they're literally putting water fixtures around 326 seats, and they're going to create an experience, like an island experience in the outfield at Goose Island around the seats. So,
man, anything to get people to go to that park.
Dude, I mean, you know, it's tough. And you know what's weird is that, like, you know, you could tailgate at Sox Park because there's this huge parking lot. You know, there's fireworks every time. No one goes. Well, and the team's not that great. Let's, you know, to be fair, the team's not that great. Even when they're good, we still don't sell out.
That's kind of neat. The Goose Island should go even farther. So if they're going to have, like, a water fixture, moat it off, lazy river at the park. You could lazy river and, like, be at the park.
Man, I'm here for it. I mean, you know, we got a river anyway. I'm here for it. So, and this is interesting because, like, well, the White Sox, they, you know, they got the best of the two parks. The Cubs have the better team. The better beer experience, hands down, is at Sox Park. Revolution's got the Rev Social Tap, which, you know, which they snagged after Miller balked on renewing their deal. You know, I think, and there's Modelo's still there. But this increased Goose presence should be good as long as it's not just the AB shit.
Okay.
You know, if we can get, like, the cool shit, then this might be good. But if you're just going to roll out Parker Porter and, you know.
They're not going to have Parker Porter at the baseball game.
I'm just saying. You know, if they're going to fuck around, right, and they're going to have, you know, what was it? They're going to have the Green Line and, you know, Old Man Grumpy that is in Baldwin's. If you're going to do that and that's it, then whatever. I'm going to the Rev Social Tap.
All right, so I say we make a commitment now before baseball season starts. We're going to go to a game, we're going to do a podcast, or we'll do like some sort of vlog, and we're going to hit up all the beer. We're going to show you the beer, or tell you the beer there.
All the things.
Yeah. We may watch a little bit of the game, but we're going to do the beer. We're going to go there for the beer, we're going to travel, we're going to go to all the spots, we're going to tailgate, we're going to do beer, we'll do a video, something like that, this year.
Yeah. This and that one more thing, that Goose Island experience includes a 100-level walk-up bar.
Okay.
So they're taking over one of the bars over there too.
Could be a swim-up bar.
Man, I hope they include. I hope they go with the island theme a lot more. I hope there's island stuff all.
Rumor is, it's gonna be a swim-up bar.
I love it, man. Week two of Goose Island rumors, man. We keep this up. It's gonna be an actual segment every fucking week, man. Microphone Brewing is in the news. They went to California this week.
Okay.
So they had
vacation.
They went on a vacation, and they brewed a little beer, man. They got collaboration with Bottle Logic coming up. Bottle Logic, if I'm not mistaken, took Best in Show at Fobab this year.
Bottle Logic is good.
Yeah. Fundamental Observation, I think, cleaned up at Fobab this year, and then they went to Orange County and collabed on a beer with the brewery.
Okay.
So it's going to be a barrel-aged coffee stout called Icky Thump. It's a variant of a beer that Microphone makes already, so they're going to make it at both locations, and they're both going to barrel
it. Oh, cool.
Yeah. The brewery version is probably going to be like 38%.
Right.
That's how they get down. Middlebrow, which I believe is opening soon.
This
we talked about
week.
It opening this week. I didn't know that half their profits go to charities. I didn't know that.
Hmm.
Yeah, and they're talking about like having a work training program for those that are considered at risk. This is like in gun violence. Yeah. You know, like poverty, and then they're offering free breakfast for like Chicago public school students.
Oh wow!
In the surrounding area, I wonder how they're going to pull both of those off because that's a brewery, right? And then you got school students that you're going to have breakfast for, and then you're going to have a work program. I wonder how that's going to work. I'm curious. But their heart's in the right place. This actually sounds really cool. And I don't know much else about it, but.
I don't know. That's a lot of neat stuff, a lot of moving parts, too, for a brewery. So, yeah,
for sure.
They can pull it off. Nice.
Cheers to them, man. We've had their beer on the show a couple times. Yeah. Oh, and finally in the news, man, the Rate Beer Top 100 for 2018 came out.
I saw this. I saw the Instagram photos, and I was mad that they were, like, individual things. I wanted to, like, swipe them. Like, I feel
It was, like, 20 through 1 through 20.
And they were backwards on that. I was like,
it's fucking annoying.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Marketing people of Rate Beer, what are you guys doing?
Should we go through some of the highlights?
What do we got?
Let's go through the Midwest. All right, how about that? Let's go through Chicago specifically. At number 100 is Chicagonitas.
Whoa.
Might be Lagunitas combined, all of them. Right?
All of Lagunitas.
Okay. Remember when they were talking about doing a third location, like outside of L.A.? But that sank quickly. So I guess it's Petaluma in Chicago for Lagunitas. They're number 100. Number 78. Number 78 is a Half Acre.
Okay.
Yeah.
I missed that one when I was looking through. I was looking for the standouts. I was like,
Number 55 is Goose Island.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you should switch Half Acre and Goose Island. Because what are you doing at Goose Island that you're like 20 spots higher than Half Acre?
I don't know all the criteria for this list. Is it like people rating the beers, or is it rated by the, you know, is it Beer Adam rating just all the beers?
Yeah, the 100 best brewers in the world.
Breweries.
No. Yeah. Well, they call it brewers. Yeah.
But that's breweries.
Yeah. Same thing. Yes.
Right. So, of course.
If this was our list, Half Acre would be 55 and Goose would be 78.
Right. But, of course, some of the breweries that have a larger footprint are going to have an edge up on some breweries, right?
There's something to be said about doing these things. Like, even if it's primarily the Sisters and the BCS series, like you said, doing it on a global scale. That's not something you should overlook. That's not easy to do.
No, it's not
easy. It's not easy to do.
I'm not saying Havoc Goose Island doesn't deserve it. It's just we don't know how this list is weighted. So, and more people are definitely drinking Goose Island beers, which they should be.
That's a fact. So, cheers to Chicago's oldest brewery.
Yeah.
Goose Island Beer Company.
I wanted to sound like we're always like.
No, we got to give them shit, though, because, you know, they're the oldest game in town and they got the deepest pockets. We got to give them shit. It's no big deal. Yeah. Number 7 is Three Floyds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's the highest ranking local brewery.
I'm surprised Three Floyds still gets the, the cult following that it has, right? And it hasn't really wavered, right? I think it wavered to Chicagoans, but it just hasn't wavered to everyone else.
I think there's some releases that I still get excited about. I think, you know, Alpha Claws is on that list for me. Behemoth, you know, the barley wine. And then, like, it's always, like, for me, if there's bad weather, for me, always bad weather at a weeknight equals, all right, cool, I'm going to go to Munster because there's nobody there.
Okay.
Like, right? Is that one of my first couple options when I'm looking for stuff? We're looking for new. Because we got the show, we're looking for new.
Right, because there are cases upon cases of every Three Floyds beer at Whole Foods or Binny's. So it's almost like they're always good, but is Chicago like, I don't know, it's just there now. Like,
I don't know. I don't know how people feel about Floyds. Alpha King still holds up in my book. Mm-hmm. I put up Alpha King against anything I've had in a while.
Because people still talk about how good Zombie Dust is. And it's good, but it's not like...
It's a single hot pill, though. So.
It's not like, oh my God, let me sell my kids for Zombie Dust, right? I don't have any kids, so...
Let me sell a kid I don't have for some Zombie Dust. You know what was interesting about 20 through 1 was that in the top 20... You got quite a few Midwestern breweries, man. Mm-hmm. You got, you got Surly at 19, Toppling Goliath at 15, Founders at 12, you know, New Glarus at 8, Side Project at 9, you know. That was interesting revelation. Like, some of the best beer on the planet is being made in the Midwest, and that's cool. Right. You know, and then but the top five was interesting too. Treehouse 5, Cigar City 4, Trillium 3, Russian River 2, Hill Farmstead for the fifth year in a row is number one. I have nothing bad to say about them. Every time someone cracks one open, I'm all about it. Oh, but dude, like Treehouse and Trillium, like I don't know what else they do outside the hazy stuff. I'm sure they do other stuff. But it's impressive that, you know, what, the last 3-4 years, you know, the thing that they got the most traction for was haze, if I'm not mistaken, right? That's what I know them for. And here they are sitting number five and number three on the planet.
Right.
With, and it's like haze forward breweries.
Oh, that's so cool for them.
Yeah. Just, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it for news, man.
So you check out the full list, I'm sure, on the website, where there are multiple Instagram photos you can look at to check them out as well. So, Nick, you mentioned we have Chris Jacobson coming up.
Yes.
In 2 weeks. We also have Josh. I was like,
No more sound growler for you, bro.
Yeah. So we got Josh from the Kankakee coming on next week.
Josh Riley from the Kankakee Journal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we're also going to be recording with Spiteful.
Oh, yeah, that's right, man. So. Is that next week?
That's next week.
Oh, man.
So keep a lookout for that. So we'll have, if we record with them Friday, we'll probably drop that at the beginning of the week. So maybe, what's that, like the 13th or something? Look for an episode from us from Spiteful.
Some dude named Whiskey Dick just liked your sound growler follow on the IG.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That's funny.
So speaking of Instagram, check us out there. We're always posting good photos there. Always some nice haze photos. That's what everyone likes. They like haze or they like stout. If that beer is clear, they don't want it. Get it out of here.
We're going to drink it and not talk about it.
So we got Chicago Beer Pass there. But then, Nick, you're always tweeting. Where can people hit up you?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, Chicago Beer Pass. Everything is posted there. We have the video version. There's YouTube videos of us drinking other things, sometimes even drunker than we are on the show. So check that out. Subscribe to us on YouTube. And we'll be back next week with Josh from the Kankakee Journal. Take care.
Cheers.